U.S. finally reopens to double-jabbed Brits after more than 600 days of separation. By Jack Montgomery on November 8, 2021. The United States is finally reopening to British travelers after almost 2 years of heavy restrictions, but for the most part they must be double-vaccinated. Flights under the liberalized regime recommenced at 5 a.m. on November 8, with some limited exceptions made for certain unjabbed passengers. Younger children and minors, for example, although over 2s will be required to take COVID tests. Vaccinated Americans were already able to travel to and from the United Kingdom, with a long delay in reciprocation having caused friction between Boris Johnson's government as the Joe Biden administration in D.C. Britain's Secretary of State for Transport, Grant Shapps, said it was a significant moment given transatlantic flights had long been at the heart of UK aviation. His public profile for the occasion has been lower than it might have been. However, as he is currently recovering from minor facial surgery following a bicycle accident over the weekend. Transatlantic connectivity is vital for the UK's economic recovery, which is why we've been calling for the safe reopening of the UK-US travel corridor for such a long time, said Sean Doyle, chief executive of British Airways, hailing the development as cause for celebration after more than 600 days of separation in comments reported by the Evening Standard. We must now look forward with optimism, get trade and tourism back on track and allow friends and families to connect once again, he added. Virgin Atlantic chief executive Shai Weiss concurred, saying that America had been our heartland for more than 37 years and that the airline was simply not Virgin without the Atlantic. We've been steadily ramping up flying to destinations including Boston, New York, Orlando, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And we can't wait to fly our customers safely to their favorite U.S. cities to reconnect with loved ones and colleagues, Weiss added. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.